eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia.
It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Have no fear, there'll be no pain. All I want is your jugular vein.
Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acne puncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad looking mark on her neck. And I said, hey, honey, did he hurt you last night? She said, no, you fool, he's a real cool goo. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks, his mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker.
Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars and drank Bloody Marys and gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cool goo. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool.
Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kind of has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy yours truly knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now.
I'm from South Carolina with a vamp bite on my knee.
Hey, what do you mean a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
Sad when I ponder. style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Now, Don, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Disgusting and repulsive to me, yeah. My little lady's so hypnotic. pulls the plume, yeah. Oh, I wonder what's her trip. Oh, she better can it quick. Oh, well, I never learned to sing. Baby doesn't anymore. I think they'll just pretend like I don't know her.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Radio Valencia. This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
Generous, glamorous, well be. But her love, she says it's all for me. Honesty, my lady, well be. She's so good and beautiful, so good for me. She says she's in love with me. I'm so glad she is in love with me. Soft and nice, glamorous, well-read. But her love, she says it's all for me.
Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
We're told that after the war, the Nazis vanished without a trace. But the Italians, the fascists, still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45. But they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died.
They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Whilst Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
We're taught that after the war the Nazis vanished without a trace. But the Italians, the fascists,
still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45.
But they all came out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died.
They
say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Whilst Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Taking us away. It's a vacuum and we're all in it, and there's really not much to say. I go on day after day, looking at the way, looking at the way people fight with all of the might. It's sin, it's sucking us in, it's in. It's a vacuum and we're all in it, and it's taking us away. It's a vacuum and we're all in it, and there's really not much to say.